Well, the Richmond Vale Railway Museum, it is something that is endeared to pretty much all of us here in the Hunter. Went through a pretty tough time of it recently with those fires, and let's see what the state of play is there at the moment with their big weekend coming up. Good morning, Tracy Hamilton from Richmond Vale Railway. I guess many of us wanting to know how things are at the moment there.
Good morning, Mark. Yes, thank you. Well, as you said, we're opening this weekend, so things are looking good. Our big thing, of course, to point out to everyone is that we will not be running full-size trains. We have not repaired the track as yet. We are working on it, certainly, but at this stage we can't run full-size trains.
Yeah, a lot of money that required to get that thing, that section of track up and running again.
But look, for sure.
It is the Santa special this weekend, so yes. The big man in red making appearance nice and early.
That's right, and we have actually repaired enough track so that he can arrive by train like he always does.
Well, that's a good start. I mean, yes. We can't have Santa arriving to a railway museum by motor car, can we?
No.
Or even by sleigh. That just wouldn't be cricket at all.
That's right.
Look, it will be a fun day. What can we expect from the day, Tracy?
Oh, we've got face painting, we've got a jumping castle, we've got model train layouts, we've got lots of things to look at, hopefully some cars and trucks on display as well. We will be running the miniature trains. There will actually be two trains running on the miniature train line, so we can accommodate a lot more people and quicker turnaround. So one of those will be a live steamer, which is like has the real fire in the firebox. What else have we got? Sausage sizzle and bacon and egg sandwiches. Some kids' activities like little fishing pond and horseshoe throwing and things like that.
I'll tell you what, I think you had most of us at Santa and sausage. That's all you pretty much need. Look, it will be a great day. Great to see that at least things are starting to get back up and running. Do we have any idea on how long this journey is going to take for the museum to get back up and running to its full capacity?
We're aiming to have trains running by Steamfest in April next year.
Which is not all that far away, too. That is a nice goal to have. That would be a great triumphant return, and I'm sure you and the team there are working very hard behind the scenes to make that happen, Tracy.
We certainly are.
All righty, thank you for your time. That's Tracy Hamilton from Richmond Vale. Their Santa special on the weekend. We have some details on that at 2NURFM.com on our morning show page. It's 9:25.